Thank you, Jay. And we first like to say good morning to all. And we then give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Maker, our Sustainer, our Keeper, and to Pastor Jay, and to my fellow brethren in the gospel, the ministers' wives, to deacons, and to all who make up this gathering this morning. I count it an honor and a blessing to be able to come this morning, and I'm so thankful that the Lord has blessed me to use me to bring forth His Word. We're not going to hold you long this morning, but we just want to speak with you briefly what is laid on our hearts. And we'd like for you to turn with us to Psalms, the 27th Psalms. The 27th Psalms, and we're going to speak from one verse, the 14th verse. The 27th Psalms, verse 14. And there we'll find these words. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And we'd like to speak briefly this morning just from those first four words in that verse. Wait on the Lord. Let us pray. Most holy and everlasting Father, we come this morning thanking you for this gathering, for allowing us to come together, Lord God, to give you the praise and give you the glory. And Lord, as I come this morning to break the bread of life through your word, we pray, Lord God, that you will use me, allow this man to decrease as you increase. For I am just a vessel, and speak through me, and let your words come forth. Heavenly Father, let it be food for the soul of thy people. Heavenly Father, we need you. We can't get along without you. And then, Lord, we pray that the words of my mouth and meditation in my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Wait on the Lord. You know, there's always, I believe, been a time when man has had a problem with waiting. But, you know, I believe it is, has gotten much, much worse, today. I remember when I was growing up, I quickly learned the advantage sometime of waiting. You know, whenever, wanted to, experience a good meal, like a good breakfast with some nice, biscuits that were, float in your mouth and cakes that you just couldn't get enough of. You had to wait when grandmother would take and make those from scratch and put those things together. And sometime when the meal was being cooked, we had to endure smelling those fumes out of the kitchen for sometime 2 or 3 hours. And we waited patiently but eagerly on that food. But, you know, we live in a time today where everything is instant. Everything is either pre-made or fresh frozen and even computerized. We got instant coffee, instant tea, and frozen dinners, and so forth. We no longer have to wait 3 days to hear from someone via a letter through the mail. You can just touch a few buttons on your phone and send an email or a text, and before you get your finger off the last letter, the person you're in contact with may be responding to you. Even when your car, you know, start acting up and there's some problems or lights come on, you can just take it and you hook it up to a computer and you get your answer sometime. let you know what's wrong. But today, you know, people just don't want to wait. And I'm sure we've done so, or we've seen someone at times make a big mess while they're eating because they don't want to wait on that slow ketchup to come out of the bottle. You know, you start, they can't wait, so they start squeezing the bottle and shaking it up and down. Before you know it, it splashes all over everything. People don't want to wait. And I have to talk to myself sometimes because, like many, I don't like to wait in checkout lines in stores. And it seems like when I go to the store, it can be 10 lines. And I always pick the slowest one. It's something that... that we have a difficult time with is wanting to wait. And but the sad thing is that people don't want to wait on the Lord. You know? And it's not just worldly folks. We're talking about those who profess to know the Lord and to be a child of God. This has to be a very important thing for us to do. Because throughout, you know, the scripture, when we read the scripture, we are told and we are directed and we are, in fact, encouraged to wait on the Lord. You see, when you decide to try to wait, not wait, or you decide to try to help God out, you'll soon find out that you've only made things much, much worse than it would have been. And matter of fact, that when you think about it, that's what happened to Sarah, Abram's wife. God had promised them many descendants, and so they waited for that first child. And they waited. And they waited. For 10 years, they waited. Then Sarah decided, and the scripture doesn't say that she decided to help God out, but in essence, Sarah decided to help God out because she said, let's take a look, first of all, over at Genesis chapter 16. Genesis chapter 16. Again, at that first verse, it says, now Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. She had a female Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said to Abram, behold, now the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go in to my servant. It may be that I shall obtain children by her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarah, so that Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan. And Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar to the Egyptian, to Abram. And they go on to say, now all this, we might understand, first of all, that in Abram's day, this was perfectly legal and this was done. If a woman was childless, she could give her maid to her husband, and the child born of that union would be considered a legitimate heir. It was a way to, you might say, for them to try to help God out. But it was a way to help God out, but it wasn't what God had in his plan when he had spoken to them in the first place. Only God, see, don't need our help. He's in charge, and he can do all things and anything. that he desired. Genesis, the fourth and fifth verse, and he went, talking about Abram, to Hagar, and she conceived. We know that she became pregnant and had to have his child. But when the Bible go on to say that, here's where the problem began, when we try to do things to try to help God out. Amen. It says, and Sarah said, Hagar saw that she had conceived, she looked with contempt on her mistress, which is Sarah. And Sarah said to Adam, may the wrong done to me be on you. I have given my servant to you. And then she looked on me with contempt, you know. But Abram told her, say, behold, your servant is in your power. Do to her as you please. Then Sarah, the scripture tells us that she dealt with her harshly. No doubt, treated her more, and let her understood that she was, a servant, to her. And the Bible say that, as it go on, it says, after he told her that that Hagar was in her power to do what she wanted, and we find that Hagar fled from them, you see. And that's why we have to understand that we need to wait on the Lord. It began to mess with, when we tried to help them out, it began to not only begin with messing with their relationship with Hagar and what was all in the plan that they thought was going to work out, you see. And we find out that we need to understand we have to be patient. We have to wait on God to act in his time and act in his way. And we most of all have to trust the Lord and to hear and to see, amen, what he is doing and what he has asked us to do. And we'll find out that a little later on that Hagar herself had to learn this, because the Bible said that as she had departed, it says that verse 7, that the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. You see, she was on her way back to Egypt. Hagar was headed back to her home where she came from, and she was trying to run away from her problems. And many times we find ourselves when problems come and things are not going the way we expect them to go, or are not handled the way we expect them to handle, we begin many times to try to run away from those problems. But if I would say, and the angel found her sitting there, and he asked her, he says, Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going? And she said, I am fleeing from my mistress Sarai. The angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit to her. The angel of the Lord also said to her, I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said to her, behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael. And the key thing is Ishmael means God hears, you see, because the Lord has listened to your afflictions. He shall be a wild dog of a man, and his hands, he goes on to say, will be against everyone, and everyone is going to be against him. And we know the story of Ishmael and Isaac, and how the conflicts are continuing on even in today's day. But we're going on here, and it says in the scripture says that Hagar, she called the name of the Lord, who spoke to her, and she said, "You are God of seeing. Truly, here I have seen him who looked after me." You see, she became aware and began to know one thing about God. Because she said it says that the well that she was at was called Berlehi-Roi. And that means the well of the living one who sees me. You see, God sees us and he knows us and he hears us. Amen. He knows all of the situations we're in, whether they're good or bad. Amen. God knows and he can see us and he hears us when we go to him and we speak to him and we carry everything to him. We may not believe or think that he hears us, that he sees us, because we get impatient. We don't want to wait. But instead of running away, Hagar believed God, and she returned to Abram and Sarah, and God gave her a son, and she called his name Ishmael. And I'm sure that she was reminded when she spoke his name, that God hears. Amen? Amen. Amen. And through this all, she learned to wait on God who hears. Amen? And she learned to wait on a God who sees, because he can see us in our situation. And no matter where we are, he's there with us. He told us, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Amen. So we want to encourage you this morning. Don't run away from your problem. Amen. That never worked. Instead, we ought to face them and we ought to have faith in God and wait. Amen. On the Lord, because he hears us and he sees us in our situation, no matter who we are, where we are. Amen. Or what we're doing. So we have to have faith and we have to hope. Amen. Keep that hope alive, as is being said. Lord knows and he understands all of our pain. Amen. Matter of fact, Isaiah encouraged because he told us in 40 and 31, he said, "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run," amen, "and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So let us wait, brothers and sisters, on the Lord. And as I stated before, God speaks to us, amen, throughout the scripture, encouraging us to wait on the Lord. You see, waiting, brothers and sisters, is important and is a very essential in every area of our lives. In our relationships, our finances, our physical and our spiritual life, waiting is a very important part, amen, of that. And a key thing for us to remember this morning, that God doesn't move and God doesn't work by man's standard, amen. Somebody said he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Amen. Amen. That's why 2 Peter 3:8, you find him saying, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this thing, one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day." Amen. God doesn't move by man's standard. Amen? We must pray and we must ask God. And then we got to have patience. Amen? So often we find, amen, many folks believe that waiting is unnecessary or a waste of time. We're very busy and we got lots of things to do. But when you study God's word, amen, we will see that he wants us to know that waiting is important. Amen. Waiting is important. Amen. I believe it was Isaiah, I believe it was 64 and 4, it says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth on him." Hallelujah. "Ye have not heard, we have not seen with our eyes," amen, "what God has prepared for us, for we, all we have to do is just wait." Amen. And the unique thing about this is that a little later on in the scripture, Paul quoted the same verse with a little bit of a twist on it in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. He wrote, he said, "But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." Hallelujah. In other words, I believe he's telling us, my brothers and sisters, that the people who wait, amen, or the people who don't mind waiting, amen, on the Lord, are the ones who love the Lord. In other words, you if you love the Lord, you don't mind waiting on him. Amen. And as we close here this morning, amen, there's so much to be said about waiting on the Lord, but as we close this morning, amen, we want to look at a few principles of waiting, amen, on the Lord. First of all, waiting on God isn't something that's developed during just during a time of crisis when things are going bad or we're in need. You see, learning and waiting on the Lord should be done daily. We need to teach ourselves to seek him, amen, for strength every day. I know each morning when I arise, I pray to the Lord first I thank him for allowing me to see a new day, a day that was not promised, and I ask him to lead me and guide me and to strengthen me, amen, as I go through the day, amen. And so it must be something that's done daily, to learn, to wait on the Lord. Amen. Not just when things are going bad and we need him. Secondly, we must understand that waiting is not just, sitting around and doing nothing. We must seek God's guidance, amen, every day by reading the word, and not only reading but applying his word in our lives, amen. I believe 2 Timothy, if you look at it, chapter 3, around the 15th verse, it says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is Christ Jesus." And it goes on to tell us that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. God's word, amen, it is useful in training us in everything that we do in this life. Amen. everything that we do, everything that we come in contact, every issue, everything that we may have a question about, we can find, amen, some words of expression and a training on those things in the Word of God. Amen. And number three, we find that waiting, and this is a very important one. If we don't leave here with anything else, leave here with this one. Waiting is a process of becoming what God wants us to be. It's the process of what God wants us to be. You see, God, it's what God does in us while we wait. That is just as important or more important than what he's doing for us. Thank you, Jesus. What he does in us while we wait is just as important as what he's doing for us. Amen. Fourthly, we might say that waiting on the Lord, amen, amen, is a prize of giving us confidence and understanding his faithfulness. Amen. If you're faithfully seeking God and then waiting upon him, his answer, you can be confident that he will never fail to respond. Amen. I believe it was the psalmist, around 130 psalm, he says, I wait for the Lord, my soul be in wait, and in his word I put my hope. He said, I wait on the Lord more than a watchman wait for the morning. For the watchman wait for the morning. What is he saying here? He's saying that watchman is on that night shift, and the one thing about it, he's there to guard it throughout the night. Amen? But one thing he knows and he can understand is that night is not going to last long. And in a few hours, the day is going to come. And he never seen, amen, the sun fail to rise, amen, in the morning. Amen? So no matter what, amen, that situation is, if we just wait on the Lord, amen, it may be a dark time now, but daylight, the sun is going to rise, amen, shortly in the morning. And we can believe that if we have faith and we understand that God hears and he sees all, and that he never leaves us and he never forsakes us. Amen. We can have that hope. And while waiting on God, amen, we can also, as many have done throughout the scripture, amen, see and count on past examples of his faithfulness. Amen. In other words, we can just look back in our own lives and we can see things that we know that we could never have made it through if we wasn't for the Lord. Amen. And finally, brothers and sisters, we can have confidence, amen, to wait on the Lord. Amen. That confidence has to come and flow from our hearts and our desire, amen, to please God above all things. Amen. Amen. There's one thing that we can understand is that waiting on God becomes not just a time you spend early in the morning, amen, amen, or in a quiet time in our lives, but it becomes more of a lifestyle. We have to make it as part of our lifestyle daily, every day, And we have to understand that God, amen, is with us. And just wait patiently. And when we wait on God, amen, everything is going to be all right. It may not be what we expect or what we want, amen, in the end. But you can believe one thing, that it is the best thing, amen, and is the right thing, amen, for us. Because God, amen, he hears us and he sees us wherever we are. For that, God, my brothers and sisters, we thank you this morning, and we encourage us, no matter what situation we're in this morning, no matter what our needs are, no matter how things are going, amen, we, as the song say, we ought to take our situation, we take it to the Lord in prayer, and then we leave it and just wait on God, amen, and he will see us through. May God bless you, and may God keep you. Let us pray. Most holy and everlasting Father, we come this morning thanking you for this day. Thanking you, Lord God, for your spoken word, Heavenly Father. And we pray, Lord God, that we will be encouraged to know and to understand that you are God that sees all. You are God that knows all. You are God that hears all. And that you have all power in your hand. And Lord, we pray that we will know and understand that no matter what the situation is, if we just bring it to you and leave it and wait on you, that you will move in due time. Lord, we thank you right now, and we pray that you'll continue to lead us and guide us day by day. Pray that you'll continue to strengthen us and help us to know and understand your holy word. Lord, we ask this in all in we come this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Brother Pastor.